Uganda's Electoral Commission wrote the supporters of the would-be new party, saying it has colors that resemble those of the registered party, the FDC. The Electoral Commission also wants the new party to provide a full description of the identifying symbols, slogans, and colors. Supporters of the People's Front for Freedom Party presented a mobile phone as their symbol and red, blue, and white as party colors. Harold Kaija is a party supporter and acting general secretary of the FDC Sprinter Group. Kaija blames the EC for siding with the other faction of the FDC.
The decision by the EC to question our name, symbol and the like was a little in bad faith. You cannot say that People's Power Front is the same as People's Front for Freedom. UPC has blue. JMA has blue. NUP has blue. About 10 political parties have blue in their lineup. I think they must have had some kind of hangover about trying to protect the FDC.
Mwenendo Rubega, the Deputy Secretary for Publicity in the main FDC, denies the party's involvement in the matter.
We have no any connivance with the Electoral Commission in as far as declining their registration is concerned. We hope our colleagues would comply and maybe look for any neutral color other than the blue and white that belong to the Forum for Democratic Change.
The FDC, former Uganda's largest opposition party, has been disagreeing over the years with members joining the ruling government or forming new parties. Former party president Mugisha Muntu now heads the Alliance for Transformation Party. Both the speaker and his deputy were top leaders in the FDC. Gerald Woria is a political analyst in Uganda who teaches journalism at Makerere University. He says with the general elections coming less than 2 years from now, it may be too hard to successfully register a new party in the country.
They have to go back to the drawing board and probably see whether they are able to address the queries that the Electoral Commission has raised in their paperwork. But I also see that the Electoral Commission is trying to make their application very complicated. So I don't know whether they will be able to satisfy them on another attempt.
Waruria says another option for the Sprinter FDC would be to form a pressure group and align themselves with an already registered party. Supporters of the People's Front for Freedom Party have since submitted other requirements to the Electoral Commission. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.